Chapter 16 Notes, America in the 1970s. Section 1, Nixon's Foreign Policy. Easing the Cold War. President Nixon sought to ease Cold War tensions by improving relations with the Soviet Union and China. President Nixon hoped to build a more stable, peaceful world by reaching out to the Soviet Union and the People's Republic of China. To help him in this task, Nixon appointed Henry Kissinger as his national security advisor. Kissinger and Nixon believed that foreign policies should be based on national interests rather than political beliefs. Nixon followed a policy of détente attempts at relaxing international tensions but realized détente would work only if a balance of power existed. In February 1972, Nixon and China's Premier Zhou Enlai agreed to allow greater scientific and cultural exchange and to resume trade. Nixon followed his trip to China with a visit to Moscow in May 1972. The Soviets led by Leonid Brezhnev wanted to prevent a Chinese-American alliance and hoped to buy United States technology. While in Moscow, Nixon signed the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, which restricted the number of certain types of nuclear missiles. The Middle East. Nixon's foreign policy included easing Arab-Israeli tensions in the Middle East. President Nixon's foreign policy aimed to maintain world stability without being drawn into regional disputes. Tensions between Israel and the Arab states erupted in war. In 1967, the Six-Day War broke out. The Yom Kippur War erupted in 1973. Angered by the U.S. support of Israel, Arab oil-producing states placed an embargo on oil to the United States and other non-friendly nations. Kissinger engaged in shuttle diplomacy, traveling back and forth among Middle Eastern capitals trying to resolve the oil crisis and forging lasting peace. Early in 1974, Golda Meir and Anwar el-Sadat agreed to separate Israeli and Egyptian forces in the Sinai Peninsula. Latin America? The Nixon administration continued the effort to halt the spread of communism in Latin America. In 1970, the country of Chile elected Salvador Allende, a Marxist, as president. The United States, angered by Allende's takeover of American companies, decided to undermine the Allende government. In 1973, with the backing of the Central Intelligence Agency, a group of Chilean military leaders under General Augusto Pinochet overthrew the government and killed Allende. Section 2, Nixon and Watergate. Nixon's domestic program. The Nixon administration sought to reduce the role of the federal government in American life. Nixon thought the federal courts should be tougher on criminals and appointed Supreme Court justices he hoped would support his views. Wanting to reduce federal involvement in people's lives and to cut federal spending, Nixon introduced a program called the New Federalism. Revenue sharing with state and local governments became law in 1972. On civil rights issues, Nixon took a conservative position aimed at appealing to white voters. However, he also tried to integrate schools and promote affirmative action. While attempting to change the direction of government, President Nixon had to deal with serious economic problems such as unemployment and inflation. First, Nixon cut federal spending and called for a tight money policy. Next, he temporarily froze wages and prices and issued guidelines for any future increases. Last, he increased federal spending to stimulate the economy, which created a budget deficit. Re-election and Watergate. During his second term, President Nixon was involved in a political scandal that forced him to resign. As the 1972 election neared, Nixon had doubts about his chances for re-election. In their efforts to end the election, the president and his advisors sometimes crossed the boundaries of the law. The Democrats' lack of unity, combined with an upsurge in the economy and the prospect of peace in Vietnam, led to a landslide victory for Nixon. During Nixon's second term, severe economic problems confronted the nation. The president imposed measures to save oil and urged Americans to conserve energy. In June 1972, Nixon's re-election committee had five men break into the Democratic Party's office at the Watergate Apartment Office Complex in Washington, D.C. Starting in May 1973, the Senate hearings on Watergate, chaired by Senator Sam Ervin, revealed the inner workings of the Nixon White House. President Nixon claimed executive privilege and refused to hand over secret tapes that recorded his conversations while in office. The Supreme Court ruled that the president had to turn over all of the tapes, and Nixon complied. Several days later, the House Judiciary Committee voted to impeach Nixon, and on August 9, 1974, Nixon resigned his office in disgrace. In the middle of the turmoil, Vice President Spiro Agnew was charged with taking bribes while governor of Maryland. Gerald R. Ford became the new vice president and the new president soon afterward. A time for healing. President Ford set out to unite the nation after the Watergate scandal. Gerald Ford's pardon of Nixon and his offer of amnesty to men who illegally avoided military service during the Vietnam War stirred controversy. Ford and Kissinger extended the policy of détente with the Soviet Union and worked to improve relations with China. To attempt to solve the country's economic troubles, Ford launched voluntary wage and price controls, tried to cut government spending, and passed a tax cut. Despite his efforts, Ford could not solve the nation's economic woes. Section 3, the Carter Presidency. An informal presidency. President Carter faced a weakened economy and a growing energy crisis. In the 1976 election, President Ford faced a challenge for the Republican nomination from California Governor Ronald Reagan. Jimmy Carter, the Democratic candidate, stressed his integrity, his religious faith, and his standing as an outsider. Carter won in a close election, gaining 50.1% of the popular vote. As American money paid for overseas oil, the nation faced a growing trade deficit. The value of foreign imports exceeded the value of American exports. In April 1977, Carter presented a national energy plan to resolve the energy crisis, but Congress would only pass a weakened version of the plan. In March 1979, a major accident occurred at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant, and an anti-nuclear protest movement soon spread. Foreign affairs. President Carter had some foreign policy successes but faced a growing crisis in the Middle Eastern country of Iran. Carter based his foreign policy on human rights. For example, Carter condemned South Africa for its policy of apartheid. Carter signed two treaties that turned the Panama Canal over to Panama by the year 2000, but ensured that the canal would remain a neutral waterway open to all shipping. In an attempt to bring peace to the Middle East, President Carter, Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin, and Egyptian President Anwar el-Sadat reached an agreement known as the Camp David Accords. The president signed a second strategic arms limitation treaty, but any hope of Senate approval ended in December 1979 when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan. In January 1979, Islamic fundamentalists forced Iran's leader to flee Iran. The new leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, was hostile to the United States. In November 1979, Iranian students stormed the American embassy in Tehran and held 52 Americans hostage. Ronald Reagan swept to victory in the presidential election of 1980 with an electoral vote margin of 489 to 49.